Everybody, this is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight right here on WWRC or WWRB 3.185, that is, and 5050, the channels of Clear Channel Magic tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and we hope and trust that wherever you are downloading our program, whether it be on the internet or whether that you are listening to us on 3.185 or 5050, we hope that we're transmitting to you tonight the glorious gospel of the man that created the world. Tonight our message is exactly that, the hidden realms beyond earth. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that we're not alone? That we are actually residents here in waiting. That means that we're waiting for a change. Now, we're going to talk about the change tonight. We're going to talk about who's going to change us. And we're also going to talk about the glorious things that are laid up for them that love and serve Him. And those who will keep the faith, and those that will call upon His name, and those that will honor His commandments. Because, you know, the Bible said that the commandments are not grievous. And if you really believe that, and you know that you pass from death unto life, and that you love your brother, well, you've got a hope that you've passed from death unto life. It's marvelous, ladies and gentlemen, to know Yahweh in the free pardon of sin. It's also your duty to love your brother as yourself. And, ladies and gentlemen, it's things that we have to do here to earn the world that's going to come. We're going to start in the book of Hebrews here tonight, and we're going to the 11th chapter and the third verse. And we're going to talk about, in a continuation of what I talked about here on Saturday night, live on WWRB, the frame of faith, how to grasp that, how to acquire it, how to build on it, and how to accept the things in life through faith. Through faith, we understand that the worlds, there it is, not a world, ladies and gentlemen, we only know our world. We only identify with ours. And yet we're pilgrims and strangers here. That means that we wasn't here originally. Somebody that created this world was they also the progenitor, if you will, of our very existence. Now that may sound strange to you, but in other words, you're saying, Pastor Buddy, that was Adam an alien from another world? Well, yes, indeed he was. And if you are his child or his offspring, or if you're genetically akin to him, you have your presence of faith in this world directly linked back to somewhere beyond the foundation of this world. Now, where's the foundation at? Well, it's over your head. It's right above your reach. It's called the heavens and the earth. Now, the heavens are above the earth, and yet if you look at earth, just a suspended ball of dirt hanging in suspended animation, so to speak, then you'll see under the earth, you'll see the same heavens, because we exist in a vacuum or a universe, and basically Yahweh is wanting you to see these worlds that he's created for you, and he created them through faith. Faith. It's a five-letter word that needs to be analyzed and looked at. We understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not. Now, that's a strange statement. Now, let me bring that back here. So the things which are seen were not. Now, you know what faith is? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's what faith is. Right here it describes that the whole world was framed and created, and not only the world, but the worlds. I'm amazed at that word worlds in the plural. You know, we're just local, and we're earthly, and we were born here, and we feel native to this place, the physical man. Basically, he was created out of the substance of the dirt of this earth of minerals. And I told you the other night that your basic worth for the body is only about 13 or 14 bucks, which is not very much if you really melt your flesh man down that you think so much of. He's just a worthless piece of dirt without the Father. Now, the Bible said that the body is dead without the Spirit. So the Spirit, it framed the worlds by the Word. When he said, let there be light. Now, let's go back to creation for just a moment. And let me bring you up to speed in reality, in the creation. Now, the Bible said that the earth was void and without form. That's before it had any form, and it was void, and it was dark. And then the Word said something marvelous. There are heavens and earth being created now. Already created in the dark void, and they were framed by the Word of the things that are not seen. You see that? Do you understand where I'm coming from here? There had to be a prior creation before light was turned on this planet. Now, that means time existed before light. Now, that's what I want you to see here. They were framed by the Word of God, which were not seen. The things which are seen were not. Now, you see, when they become seen, they become not. In other words, the things that were created before you saw those things, that's the things that is now you can't see. So if you go back to Genesis before day one, you can't see those things he created. That's what the Bible says here. They were not. They were made of the things which do appear. For the things which are seen were not made of the things which appear. Now, isn't that a strange, amazing revelation from the Apostle Paul as he writes to us here in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 3? And, of course, the whole chapter of Hebrews is a faith action chapter. Your faith will never rise above your confession. You must confess that the worlds were framed by the Word of God of the things which are not seen. So there was nothing to see back there before light. You couldn't see anything in the great darkness. Well, that's just like if you look at the lunar application of the heavens, the lunar aspect. Of course, when the sun goes down in the western horizon, when it goes down in the east here, where it comes up in the east, and you get morning, you get light. See, this is a reflector. This is a part of the mechanism of time that Yahweh has brought to the world, not only to this world, but to the worlds. And we're going to explain that as we go into depth, and we're going to do a series, Yahweh willing, on the fact that the Heavenly Father has framed the worlds before the creation. Before he said, let there be light. So something existed prior to that, and yet you can't see it without faith. Faith is the evidence of things not seen, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. Now that word, in appear, is the Greek word, Strong's number 5316. To make its presence. In other words, you feel the sun come up, and you see the light and the warmth of it, and then in the west it goes down, and then you have a darkness. And then here comes the moon, and it brings light by night, which is exactly what Yahweh had made prior to placing them before these appointments in the heavens. He made them before the foundation of the world. And so time existed, not in man's sense, because, you see, there wasn't a man to till the ground. You understand that? Before, when all these things were made. But did you know, let me frame this into your mind as I get very excited about what I'm telling you tonight, because I feel the unction of the Holy Spirit. I feel the great Shekinah that is telling me these things that the Spirit wants you to see. He wants to form in your mind by faith the things that were not seen, which are acceptable to Him, because without faith it's impossible to please Him. And so you must look beyond the things that you see to see the things you can't. And the things you can't is the way that the worlds were framed and made out of the substance that you can't see. For those things that you do see are not as they appear. Oh my. I just get so thrilled in my spirit to know that there is a great power that exists in the opposite of our understanding. Whether we are, now let me go again to you here. And these things that he's speaking to us in Hebrews 1 and 2. Listen. Oh, this is a marvelous scripture. Yahweh hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. That's the manifested flesh of the Spirit. Now, you see the Son, the S-O-N here in this case, gave you the analogy of seeing the S-U-N, and then it disappears. And then come up the moon. That's representing of the sun in its opposite form, which is the moon. Because the Father represents the unseen, and the Son is the Spirit made flesh. Oh my, it's wonderful. This is the created joy unspeakable and full of glory on the substance of things of nothing. He spoke the things that can't be seen. They're there. You just can't see them. Now, the five senses don't understand this. What we see, smell, and feel, and know in reality, the five general senses of the flesh man. If that can't be scientifically explained to him, he don't understand. I mean, who understood Einstein's theory of relativity? Reality and reality coming into focus through things that are not there. I mean, traveling outside of space, not traveling in space, which if you look at the vast distances within the worlds, I mean, the nearest star is 4 million light years away. I mean, it's incredible. The nearest star. And think about the billions of stars that go across the vast chasm, if you will, this great Grand Canyon in space of absolutely marvelous nothing. Nothing. But the stars who cry out as quasars in the heavens to remind you that you are a being focused in an electrical setting, trapped in a matter of time and space, in a flesh realm, the third dimension. We're going to talk about this in the dimensional aspect of reconnecting yourself to the very being from the foundation of the world, and his substance is that God is a spirit. John 4:24. Now, you can't see a spirit. You can feel the force of the spirit. Let me feel your spirit one more time. How great thou art. The great artist Elvis Presley, singing in reverence to the great creator. Elvis himself was a superstar. And yet when he died holding a book about the creator. Oh my. Great men bowing to the great power of the things. Through faith, we understand that the world's not the world now. See, I want you to expand your consciousness into what is called the fifth dimension. The fourth dimension is the world of the stars and heavens, both above and below us. I mean, there's heavens below the earth. If you look out in space, if you was down under and you lived out in space and you shot up in a rocket, you would go down as we understand it from our perception. But see, these are the things that are not seen. You just don't really know. When you get into space, you get into a vacuum of things which are not seen, framed by the Word of God, of the things which are seen, which were not made, which things as they appear. And so you'd get a false sense if you shot a rocket up down under. You shoot out into space. If you shot one up at the North Pole, it will go up into space. Well, let's say that the two stick men standing on top of the earth with their backs to one another, one facing east and one facing west, and you ordered them to march, and they would march in a straight line around the circumference of the earth, at some point they would meet directly, if they were in unison and step in time, they would meet face to face to see the things that they couldn't see at the top of their journey. You see, if you were standing back to back to someone, and you didn't know they were there, and you didn't see them, and you didn't know they were on the same journey, but you're going in opposite directions and meeting at the same place, it's amazing how our Creator has designed these wonderful things and hid them from the wise and the prudent. Even his great rest day, in the beginning, he said, Bereshit, Hebrew word. And right there in when God created, right there, there's the superimposed in the jots and the tittles is the Hebrew Aleph and the Tav. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the first and the last. I'm the beginning and the end. There's nothing beside me. Nothing exists outside of His reality. If you would understand, the world was spoken into, and the world can be spoken away, because it speaks of a time when you are going to be held accountable on this walk of your life. Your steps are ordered, your days are numbered, and you must give an account to the Great One, the Creator, the Invisible One. Listen to this now. Hebrews 1 and 2. In the last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. Oh, my. Now, wait a minute here. Here is a manifestation flesh body, because He said the Son made the worlds. Ladies and gentlemen, can you grasp in your hand and in your thought process? Can this register in your mind of the awesome, how great thou art message that I'm trying to convey to you through the spoken word and the gospel, the song by our good brother? How great thou art. He's the breath you breathe. He's the neshama of the invisible things that cannot be seen, that frame the worlds that are seen. Huh. Now, wait a minute. Now, is there going to come a day that He's going to actually destroy the world? And you know what the Bible says. It says that's going to be possible. That He's going to destroy the world. Listen to this. Proverbs 3 and 19. By wisdom Yahweh founded the earth, and by understanding He established the heavens. I feel the holy anointing here. I feel the great, the Creator. When He established the heavens, I was there. Woo! Hallelujah! Before the foundation of the world, before anything existed, and you talk about day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven, and I existed before that day, and so did you, if so be that your name is on the Lamb's book from the foundation of the world. You were part of that majestic power of the Godhead when it spoke the eternal heavens into existence through the things that are not seen to form the things that are. For the things that are seen are the temporal. You got that now? Oh, my. Proverbs 25, verse 3. As the heavens for height and the earth for depth, so are the hearts of kings of the matter unsearchable. Oh, how unsearchable is the King of Kings. The very one that created heaven and earth, that gave you the breath you breathe, the neshamaya, that brought you in from a little clump of dirt, a little pot of soil, that He formed you out of the dust of the earth, and He breathed into you, and you became neshama. You became a living being. You became an eternal presence of something that can't be seen in the physical body. Are you with me now? So you are actually a little microcosm of development, as the earth is. The earth is a big ball of dirt, and you're a little ball. You're just a speck. You're just a little speck of dirt. That's how insignificant your flesh being is, and yet how haughty and how high-minded and how egotistical the flesh can become in life, and yet it's just one breath, one hair's breath away from vanishing. Proverbs 13:4, one of my favorite scriptures. Who has ascended up into heaven and descended? Let me just focus right there just for a moment. Well, we know that somebody descended in the book of Isaiah. He cried, the messenger, Isaiah, gave us a very definitive scripture here in the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14. Here's what it said. Unto us a son is born. Oh, my. A son is born. Not the S-U-N, but the S-O-N. Both of them having an existence before either the son or the flesh man. You understand that? Framed by the worlds by which he created by the son. The S-O-N. Here is the S-O-N creating the S-U-N as the light to light the day. And here is the S-O-N creating the M-O-O-N, the light to guide the night. And so then, he not only is the author of the light of the day, he's the author of the light of night, and he uses these meshing timepieces, and they have these precise, oh my, I just get chill bumps on my body. I feel the mighty, awesome Creator when I talk about how great He is. I just cannot, in words, I struggle in my vocabulary to come up with the appropriate word to pronounce the majestic beauty and the majesty of the great I Am. They're going to call his name Emmanuel. Oh. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, can you feel the awesome power of that presence that stood back there and created everything out of nothing? And it couldn't be seen by the things that appeared. Because the things that are seen are temporal. But the things that are not seen are eternal. Oh my, how that we should seek to enter into the straight gate. For straight is the way and narrow is the way, and a few there be that find it. Who's ascended into heaven? The same one that came down. Proverbs talks about it here in the 25th or the 30th chapter in the 4th verse. Who has ascended into heaven and descended? That's your Creator. I mean, the very heavens that you see, the vast stretch that is so far vast across that it would literally take you millions and billions of years to travel, with light traveling at 286,000 feet per second. Can you grasp the awesomeness? And yet that's just in our galaxy. And we're told that there's hundreds and hundreds of galaxies beyond our galaxy. What is this? What manner of man is this that spoke to the wind and the wind obeyed him? That spoke to the sea. And ladies and gentlemen, if you've ever sailed any of the seas, the seven seas that we have on this earth, just as soon as he spoke, be still, I mean, the sea became as solid as glass and as still as it could be as it shuddered in obedience at his command. And we don't really want to think of the awesomeness. No wonder the song was written, "How Great Thou Art." don't even begin to tell how great that awesome presence of that Shekinah before the day one of light and before the night of darkness, or in vice versa, in the night of darkness and the morning of the day. Because the evening and the morning were the first day, ladies and gentlemen. The evening and the morning were the first day. And but before that first day, evening and light and morning and darkness, the world was framed. Time existed somewhere, and you were in it if you can capture yourself and bring yourself to acknowledge. And yet people strive. He said, take heed, lest any of you having an unbelieving heart of unbelief fail to enter into my rest. And you can't see these things which are temporal, which are instructing you to keep Yahweh's laws and commandments and his Sabbaths and his timepiece. Don't you understand the great magnitude of the consequences of those who would break his laws or fail to enter into his rest? Who has gathered the wind in his fist and said, peace be still? Who has bound the waters in his garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name? If you know. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest mystery that you'll ever solve in your life is finding out what the name of the Father is. And the name of the majestic Son that created the worlds before the foundation of the world in a spiritual realm where he couldn't be seen, and then manifested himself into that world through a body of flesh and called himself the Son of God. Oh my, how powerful and how impacting our spirits if we was to really grasp the meaning and the purpose and the intention of our Heavenly Father, who loved us before the foundation of the world, wrote our names and bound us into the palm of his hands and engraved us. His back was opened up, his physical flesh, man tried to look into the presence of this great being, and they ripped away the flesh and they saw nothing but the mortal bones of a man that was suffering. And he cried out in agony as they ripped the flesh right off of his rib cage with a cat of nine tails. This was the man that stood before day one and said, let there be a heaven and an earth. And ladies and gentlemen, not only did he say heaven and earth, he said, let there be heavens and let there be earth. Or let there be worlds. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we're not alone. There is a mighty host in the heavens. They go to and fro with marvelous technology that we haven't even begun to tap into. But let me assure you one thing here. I'm going back to the time of Adam and maybe the world before Adam. And if I get back there, and I will, eventually I'll get back to the first age. And did you know that the Bible says that the Son came at this last age and manifested himself? Did you know that that Son was the same one, that S-O-N, was the same one that was a spirit being? The Bible said he was in the world. Oh my. He was in the world. And the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. What is his name? Is that a challenge to your intellectual spirit? Do you have a sense of urgency to find him? Do you know today's the day of salvation and you don't have a promise for tomorrow? Do you know that if you seek him with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength, that he said you could find him? Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that he seeks such to worship him in spirit and in truth. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 3. Listen to me. I searched in my heart how to cheer my flesh with wine. I searched my heart to guide me with wisdom, and how to lay hold on folly until I might see what it was good for the sons of men that they should do under heaven all the days of their life. And you know what his conclusion was, the great preacher of Ecclesiastes chapter 12? Here, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Let us fear Yahweh. Let us fear that great Creator. No wonder that the song gave him glory. How great thou art. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not enough voices on the whole planet to raise the hive, to swell up a great praise from their lips and from the bottom depths of their soul and cry aloud. There's still not enough praise in man to give him the honor and the glory and the power that's due his great name. This is a name that's above every name. And with that name, there has to come a repentance factor into your life that you must bow, and you must, as the preacher, search your heart and search out the wisdom that is entwined into the great mystery, for this gospel is hid, just like it was before the worlds were framed. And people go back on Genesis, I can't see no time that exists before he said, let there be light. Well, that's people in darkness. That's people without a spiritual understanding. There was a yom of time, yom meaning time, that the Heavenly Father was doing these things before he ever set in motion and made the things that he made before the foundation of the world and set them in motion. He made them to be the light functioning, as we say, the evening and the morning were the first day. That's when it sprung into action. That's when it began to be made for its purposes. Ladies and gentlemen, the things that are not seen are the eternal things, and the things that are seen are temporal. They're going to disappear. Now, let me give you a scripture here in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, again, verse 1. We're in Ecclesiastes. For everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven. Now, I want to repeat that. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. And you need to read that whole thing to show you that there is a time appointed for everything. There's a time to weep and a time to mourn and a time to laugh, time to make war and all these things. It's a time to get your heart right, and it's a time to acknowledge the greatness of the things that you can't see as opposed to the things that you can. You know, I've had people tell me, oh, you need to see the Grand Canyon. And you know, I would love to see the Grand Canyon, because they don't call it grand for nothing, ladies and gentlemen. I've seen pictures of it, and I've seen overflight balloons, and it's all How wonderful. I would love to see the pyramids. It's one of the seven wonders of the world. I guess it's probably the only one still remaining. I'd love to see it. I've longed to see it. There's a lot of things I'd like to see, but there's one thing I need to see, and that's the things I can't see. You understand what I'm talking about? It ain't the things that I can see that I need to see. And that ain't what you need to see. The things that you need to see is temporal. But the things that you want to see, or the things you can see, they're temporal. But the things that you need to see are eternal, and they can't be seen unless you have this faith that was once delivered to the saints. And Yahweh knows them that are his. For every time there's a season and a time and a purpose under the heaven. Oh my, how wonderful. Ecclesiastes in chapter 5, verse 10. Don't be rash with your mouth. You know, some people just shoot off their mouth without, I mean, they just feel, you know, fleshy, and they think they've got the whole mystery figured out. And ladies, if they don't eat, they can't even understand the things that they can see, let alone the things they can't see. The things they can see is in the heavens. These were put there purposely for you to look at them. It said, look up, and the signs will be in the heavens. What kind of sign was he talking about, Pastor Buddy? What did he give us in Genesis 1:14? When everything was set in motion, what was the Father's will for us to use as signs? Ladies and gentlemen, everybody ought to seek a sign. The only problem is if the wicked seek, ain't going to be no sign given to them. The signs are going to be given to the righteous that have eyes to see. And there'll be no signs given to those that have eyes to see and can't see. You understand what I'm talking about? Do you really get it? Does that impact your spirit like a mighty rushing wind? When he spoke and the waves began to lap upon the shores around this earth, three quarters covered with water. It's a marvel mystery. This is the greatest planet. There may be others out there like it, and I'm sure there is. But right now, this little blue marble hanging here in space, so close to our reality. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just like virtual reality to look out and see the handiwork of the Creator that hung in the heavens, a timepiece, and yet we favor a Gregorian timepiece that man has put in his homes and worshipped it and cast out Yahweh's signs and laws and turned themselves into vain jangling and left themselves hanging on the things they can see as opposed to taking up the faith and following the things that they can't. These things are hid. Don't be rash with your mouth, and don't let your heart be hasty to utter anything before God. Before God. For he's in heaven, and you're upon the earth. Therefore, let your words be few. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 2. Hear, heavens, and listen, earth, for Yahweh has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, but they have rebelled against me. They will not keep the laws of the Scripture. They will invent some kind of man-made calendar to worship the things that they see hanging on their wall. And they won't go out and look into the heavens where Yahweh said to look for your timepiece. We know when the sun rises that it's the beginning of a 12-hour adventure of light. And then we come to the word Ereb, which means the going down of the sun. At even, and between the evens, ladies and gentlemen, there was one at 6 o'clock, and then there was one at 9 o'clock, using the whole system of light. You see, man has got 11 or 12 time zones around the earth, and every one of them different, every one of them based upon a geometric pattern of conceptual thought of the wise people who think to change times and laws, and they call it a Gregorian calendar. It is the international timepiece of man, but it is an abomination to Yahweh. And those that use it because they can see it are not wise. You better look into the heavens from whence cometh your help, and you better hear, heavens, and listen, for Yahweh hath spoken. In Isaiah 13 and 5, the mighty ones come from a far country. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been warning you, we're coming up on the age of drastic change, and the mighty ones are coming from a far country. They're coming to observe the sons of men. They've been doing this since man set his foot upon the earth. Did you know that the Bible said before everything was created, before it ever grew in the earth? We're talking about the trees and the flowers and the things that you see, these temporal things. And yet, man thinks that this world's going to go right on and last forever. But the Bible gives it an end, and let me show you something here as I have to get into this message and close it out in the climax of my message, right here at the going down of the sun. In Isaiah chapter 66, verses 22, there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to show you the marvelous transformation. Remember where it said in Hebrews chapter 1 and chapter 11, where I was reading, that the things are temporal, that the things that you can see are not the things that are, and the things that you see are not as they are or as they appear. Well, when he comes back to create a new heaven, now this is the second stage of the final development. This is the Shekinah glory that he's going to put over the mantle of the earth. He's going to transform it instantly. I'm going to tell you again. He's going to transform the earth instantly. And the things that you can't see now that he created the earth out of to begin with will appear. And the things that you see will disappear. Now, I don't know where you grasp that, and I don't know where you catch the full impact of that glory, Shekinah, joy unspeakable and full of glory. But listen to this one. That's the 22nd verse. In the 23rd verse, there is a powerful anointed scripture by the great prophet Isaiah. And you heard what he said. Isaiah said, "Hear, you heavens, for you have rebelled against me." He's talking about the sons of men and the fallen ones that have perverted time. They will think to change time and law. They brought a Gregorian calendar in here to get you off Yahweh's time list, to get you off his perfect calendar, and to take you into the abyss of Babylon. And then they want to check your calendar. Ladies and gentlemen, you better be assured that Yahweh's calendar is written in the Bible. 72 references of the timepiece of the heavens. It is a solar lunar calendar. It always has been from day one, and it always will be, even into the millennial kingdom. And I'll prove that to you in verse 23. In that day, you will see the sons of Yahweh, the sons of righteousness, the sons of faith, the sons that have taken the things that they can see and denied them, and have went back to Genesis 1 to the things they can't see and acknowledge that the heavens and earth existed before day one. You see what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen? And then everything was set in motion, including man. In the 23rd verse, as he says, from one new moon. There it is. Now that moon that you couldn't see before time began, and that sun that you couldn't see before the time began, be it S-U-N or be it S-U-N or S-O-N, it doesn't matter. Both of those things are manifesting in its reality, not in its temporal state. And from one new moon unto the other, you will see the sons of Yah shouting for glory and praising the things that are now become eternal. And all those who have trusted in a false calendar, and all those who have blindly been led as the dumb sheep to the shares of the great Gregorian whore of Revelation 17 that corrupted the whole earth and caused man to wander out of the way. The Bible said, "He that wandereth out of the way shall remain in darkness and shall be cut off, and that without remedy." And Yahweh will laugh at his calamity and mock when his fear comes. Now, let's go to 24th verse as I close it out. The 24th verse of Isaiah 66. After the new moon and the Sabbath is restored, here in Isaiah 66:23. In that day, see, ladies and gentlemen, see, if you'll do it now, I know people say, oh, I would have done it if I'd have only known. Well, you've been preached to, but you don't dance. You want to see something hanging on your wall that you haven't created. You want to see something put up there free of charge. Most calendars are giveaway, and of course I would too. If I was trying to deceive you and take you to hell, I would hang a false piece of time upon your wall that you could gaze upon it. And you could practice and prosper and cast the truth to the ground. But did you know in verse 24 that word ground appears again as it appeared in Genesis chapter 1? That earth, that little ball of dirt I told you about, and you a little speck upon it in the hands of Yahweh. It's no bigger than a ping pong ball with his mighty hands. Here's what he said. All of you that have disobeyed me, all of you that will not keep my new moons and Sabbaths, you're going to go and you're going to look back on the ashes of those who have broke my laws and haven't kept my commandments. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that simple. Hear what the Spirit saith unto the sons of men. You said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven, and I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will set up on the mount of the congregation in the uttermost parts of the north. Isaiah 14 and 13. You said in your heart, have you said in your heart that you will look up upon a calendar, a Gregorian timepiece, inaccurate, unstable, has to be periodically adjusted, has to have a number of things when they apply the mathematical formulas to create this timepiece that they hang on your wall? It is an heir of Babylon. It is the priest of death that practice these laws. And they will go into the abyss, and the righteous shall tread on the ashes of the wicked. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. Yahweh is looking for a few good people that will not say in their heart that they will ascend into heaven to change his times and laws. His perfect time is hanging there. You just need to keep it. And ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be a debate Wednesday night coming up with Brother Arnold and Brother Jerry out of Conyers, Georgia. Brother Jerry's out of Covington. Good friend of mine. I've been in his home and treated with a lot of respect and hospitality, and Arnold and his lovely family down there. I've been acquainted with them many, many years. And these are two men with two positions. And I want you to earnestly contend for the faith. I want you to listen as Brother Arnold pours his heart out and tries to tell people the great timepiece that Yahweh's put in the heavens. I want you to hear some of the things that are being said and listen to them very carefully. Because if you will listen, you will catch the intent of the subject matter, which is hidden from the wise and the prudent and revealed to babes and sucklings. You must humble down. You can't use a system devised by man to ever try to stand up and say it's the right piece. In other words, Yahweh didn't rest on Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. That's a foregone conclusion. It wasn't Saturday. Saturday's not in the Bible. And yet, man has devised a timepiece that says the seventh day is Saturday, and that's the day we rest. And most of the Seventh-day Adventists, I call them the Seventh-day Inventists, they invent another way they climb up some other way. But remember, Isaiah 66, 23 and 24 is the doom of all those who climb up some other way. They shall be cast down to the dust from whence they came, and they will be tread upon by the righteous who has loved Yahweh and kept his commandments. So the debate will be Wednesday night starting at 9:30. Now we want you to tune in Wednesday night at 9:30 for the debate, and it will be for another hour and a half. Now we have on our website, Brother Bob has done got it posted on oneyahweh.com. If you folks would like to hear the debate, and there's always two sides to the coin, you see, ladies and gentlemen, just like I gave you the two sides of what you can see and what you can't see. It's what you can't see that's going to get you home, as opposed to what you can see. There is a way that seemeth right, and that's the way that man is made and invented. So the debate will be from 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on WWRB 3.185 around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South. You'll have an opportunity to listen to it. It's already posted the first 2 hours of the debate, or the hour and a half, 45 minutes each on each CD, is posted now on the website of oneyahweh.com. That's www.oneyahweh.com. You can go there and save your soul. Tell a friend that don't know these things. You say, well, I know all about it. Well, praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh for knowing it. Now go out and tell somebody about it and share the good news for those who would like to come in and hear the rest of the story. Man, how wonderful Yahweh is. How wonderful. The Bible just speaks of it and calls it joy unspeakable and full of glory. Do you know that when it talks about being full of glory, that Yahweh is a strong tower, and the Bible said that the righteous run into it and are safe. You get in while you can, because you see, ladies and gentlemen, night time's coming when no man can work. You better do it in the light of the understanding of the things that can't be seen. Now, if you'd like to write me tonight, simply write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. Now that's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. Now, again, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. If you'd like to call me tonight, I'm live around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South, WWRB 3.185, Clear Channel, and we'd like to have you and invite you to listen to us anytime during our schedule. If you'd like to see our schedule, you can just go to oneyahweh.com for our radio schedule. You can find us listed up there. We are now on a new time slot on Saturday night, coming in at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the Shepherd's Call. So four nights a week, you'll hear Pastor Buddy in this message. And Wednesday night, you'll hear Brother Arnold in my place and Brother Jerry doing the debate. We thought it was very useful. We're going to put the time that they spend live upon the website, where anybody who has never heard this, there's thousands, literally thousands, folks, of lost sheep that's never heard this message. That's why it's important to get it out. Bear with us and help us to get out this truth of the gospel. It's very important that we love him and keep his commandments, because the Bible said, if a man says he loves Yahweh and he won't keep his commandments, he's nothing but a liar. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my cue's up. We got to go to the mountaintop. And we love you tonight, and we appreciate you. And we ask you to pray for us when it goes well with you.
I know your
may Yahweh richly bless you, and may he keep you in the things that you can't see, because that's the only thing that can please him. Lean out on your faith. He won't fall with you. Trust him. Don't turn your back on him. Obey his will, and all things work to the good of them that love Yahweh. May Yahweh bless you. We'll see you Wednesday night, 9:30, with Brother Arnold and Brother Jerry on WWRB 3.185. Until then, I'll see you Friday night on WWRB 3.185, and we'll be in here on Friday night at 10 o'clock. Yahweh bless you, and shalom.
I could see.